Dr. Saber is getting an office note on patient Esther Gonzalez, G-O-N-Z-A-L-E-Z, Esther, E-S-T-H-E-R, date of birth is 7-1-1945, date of service, 8-14-2025, per paragraph. The patient is 80-year-old Hispanic female. He's referred to see me by Dr. Amador for elevated serum creatinine. Per paragraph, her past medical history includes the following: one, diabetes medicine type 2 for the last 20 years, next, hypertension for years, next, hyperlipidemia, period. Past surgical history includes abdominal surgery in Mexico, allergies, she is allergic to penicillin, social history. Patient lives with her kids. She's widowed and has had 9 children. She does have a history of smoking, no alcohol use. Period, family history is unknown. Review systems reveals headaches, for which she was taking heavy NSAID use for years in the past. Denies any chest pain or shortness of breath, occasional heartburn, no nausea, no vomiting, no abdominal pain, occasional constipation. Nocturia times 3, no straining upon urination. She has complete bladder emptying, no leg swelling. All other systems are reviewed are negative. Immunization, she received 2 shots of the COVID-19 gene editing therapy. Per paragraph, current medications include atorvastatin, docusate, sodium, donepezil, glyxembi, lemeparide, levocetirizine, memantin, propranolol, and Ozempic. On physical exam, her vital signs as mentioned above, HNT, pupil drawn, reactive toilet and accommodation, detected conjunctiva, and anterior sclera, no cervical retinopathy, no carotid grid bilaterally, no jugular distension bilaterally. Moist oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema, noted per paragraph, neck is supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regulated, rhythm, normal swellness 2, normal reserve, no friction of her lungs, acute to auscultation, no crackles, no wheezes, heart, abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no scleromegaly, no guarding rebound or rigidity, extremities. There's no edema in the lower extremity, skin, no skin rash, noted, neuro exam is done. Focal investigations available to me include the following. Glucose 142, BUN19, creatinine 0.94, estimated GFR 61. Sodium 140, potassium 4.6, chloride 102, total CO2 27, calcium 9.6, albumin 4.2, AST 15, ALT 9, hemoglobin A1C is 8.1, vitamin D is 49. Your paragraph. Assessment of plan 1, chronic kidney disease, stage 2. Patient has multiple risk factors for chronic kidney disease, including diabetes mellitus type 2 and hypertension. We are going to do a full renal workup, including imaging studies, serologic workup, and quantification opportunity, if any. Period. Next diagnosis, diabetes mellitus type 2, uncontrolled as per Dr. Amador, management as per Dr. Amador. Period. Next, hypertension controlled on current regimen to continue. Next, hyperlipidemia on atorvastatin. Period. Paragraph. I thank you, Dr. Amador, for allowing me to see your patient in consultation. I'll see her back in around 2 to 3 weeks to discuss the workup. I'll keep you updated on her progress and report. Thanks, CC, Dr. Juliet Amador.